Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
I'm Carol McKenzie. Here's what's happening. Governor Murphy is taking on the vaping crisis by establishing a task force. He wants to better understand various aspects of the health hazards and what can be done to protect the public.
As of this moment, there is no safe vape. The only safe alternative to smoking is not smoking.
Governor Murphy says the task force will be led by the acting commissioner of health. Recommendations must be submitted to the governor, the legislature, and the public within 21 days. Chain restaurants in Philadelphia will have to display warning labels on menu items with high sodium levels starting this weekend. One-third of Philadelphia adults have high blood pressure. That's one of the highest rates in the country. Jennifer Davis is with the city's American Heart Association.
The prevalence of hypertension varies based on your zip code or where you live.
The average adult consumes much more than the recommended 2,300 milligrams daily. A lot of that comes from eating out. Any chain with more than 15 restaurants nationwide must comply. Many have asked for a six-month extension, even though they have had about a year to prepare for this. It's high school football and soccer season, two sports with an increased risk of brain injury. PA health officials are trying to raise awareness of brain injuries, which can impact a person for the rest of their lives. Dr. Brenda Egan-Johnson is a program manager for Brain Steps, a program that provides concussion management training for schools.
Students often return to school with temporary or lifelong impairments that can have a significant impact on learning and school performance.
Health officials say any student still experiencing symptoms 4 to 6 weeks after a traumatic brain injury should be referred to the Brain Steps program. Officials are trying to figure out who stole an SUV loaded with hundreds of pieces of undelivered mail and then dumped the mail on the side of the road. U.S. Postal Inspector Alex Sylvester says the mail never made it to its destination, and it came from Philadelphia's main post office.
You see a video of two people discarding the Independent Mailing Service's property on the side of the road.
The men dumped more than two dozen boxes of mail next to a trash can. Sylvester says the mail will be used to help investigators and will eventually be sent to its intended recipients. Philadelphia police officers are writing fewer tickets for red light running than they did 5 years ago.
Does that mean there are more law-abiding Philadelphians? Probably not. Philadelphia Police Captain Siku Kinnebrew says enforcement includes the red light cameras run by the parking authority.
Police officers are writing fewer tickets, but in the aggregate, more red light enforcement as a whole seems to be going on.
That's KYW's Mike DiNardo. Red light cameras at 31 intersections snapped a record 226,000 violations last year. That is the All Local. I'm Carol McKenzie. Listen live anytime on the radio.com app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.